Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. I'm back after a near month-long hiatus. Had some mental health issues, some other issues that needed to be taken care of, and so I decided to put the show on hiatus for a while and decided to come back now because I'm feeling better mentally, and I spent a week with family down in my favorite place of Panama City Beach, Florida. Kind of recharged my batteries and I just thought that now was a good time to bring the show back. Like I said, I'm feeling better than I have in a while. Mentally, at least. Physically, there's still some issues that just kind of linger. So, but enough about me. I brought the show back tonight to talk about Fyter Fest. Now, I've seen Fyter Fest get a lot of hate. And honestly, I don't get it. I thought Fyter Fest was, aside from a few issues, a couple of matches that I was not really a big fan of, I thought Fyter Fest was actually really good. They kicked off with the triple threat tag team match. They kicked off the pre-show, I should say, with a triple threat tag team match that saw the Best Friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta, take on Private Party and SCU. Now, I'm not at all familiar with Private Party before tonight, or before this past Saturday night. I didn't do my homework on them before Fyter Fest. But after Fyter Fest, I have to say they were very impressive. Mark Quinn is incredibly athletic. They both are just future mega stars. They're already stars to their fans, and I would say the majority of independent wrestling fans around the world. But like I said, I was not aware of them until Fyter Fest, and I quickly became a fan. Match two of the kickoff show was Allie taking on Leva Bates. Now, this match to me was awesome. The back and forth action was exactly what a wrestling match should be. The I'm not real sold on the whole librarian gimmick, at least not completely. And honestly, if there's going to be a librarian, there needs to be one librarian, not two. That they need to get rid of one of them. Preferably Peter Avalon, because I think Leva Bates does an amazing job at it. And I'm not really a big fan of Peter Avalon, although I get his role in the situation. But Ali won that match with a super kick, which I thought was a great way to finish that match. Match 3. Michael Nakazawa versus Alex Jabaley, the CEO of CEO Gaming. Okay. I get that the whole baby oil thing is part of Michael Nakazawa's gimmick. He should leave that to Joey Ryan. For a hardcore match, that match had way too much wrestling. I did like the introduction of gaming controllers and gaming controller parts as part of the match, considering it was at a gaming convention. That part of the match I did find interesting. I did enjoy that much. And I think that was very well done. I was actually surprised that Michael Nakazawa picked up the win. I honestly thought Alex Jabaley would pick up the win. But I was actually pleasantly surprised that Michael Nakazawa was able to pick up the win. Now, go on to the main show. You had the opening match, Christopher Daniels versus Shima. Now, the main complaint I have about this match, because I thought it was an incredible match, but the main complaint I have about this match is the combined age of Christopher Daniels and Shima is nearly 90 years old, or is approximately 90 years old. So honestly, that's not a whole lot different from having two WWE part-timers wrestle a match. Although, like I said, I thought it was a great match. Technical clinic, I thought. And the fact that Shima was able to win with a Meteora just made that match that much better. The next match was Riho versus Nyla Rose versus Yuka Sakazaki in a triple threat women's match. Yuka and Riho started out double teaming Nyla, who is bigger than both of them combined, but quickly overpowered by Nyla. Nyla hits a guillotine knee drop to Riho, but misses a senton. Later in the match, Nyla recovers to hit a Death Valley driver, which is one of the nicest Death Valley drivers I've ever seen. Most devastating Death Valley drivers I've ever seen. And Riho steals a victory with a quick roll-up on Yuka Sakazaki. After the match, Nyla attacks Riho, but Yuka Sakazaki makes the save. However, Riho shoves off Yuka and leaves the ring. The next match is a fatal four-way match. Hangman Page versus MJF versus Jimmy fucking Havoc versus Jungle Boy with his dinosaur, Luchasaurus. MJF came out, cut a promo, trying to draw major heat, but he actually got cheered for parts of it, and I was confused by that. The match itself was chaotic. I couldn't really keep pace with the action, but Page pinned Havoc after a buckshot lariat and a deadeye, and Page will go on to face Kip Sabian now at Fight for the Fallen on July 13th. Match 4 saw Darby Allin, who I had only seen wrestle one time before this, take on Cody Rhodes. The match started out slow. Darby Allin, excellent wrestler. Cody relied on his size, strength, and experience advantage. Control much of the match. They have a great back and forth match, honestly, and it goes to a time limit draw. And I think Darby Allin is gaining the respect of more and more wrestlers, more and more people that he faces. After the match, Sean Spears comes down to the ring and clocks Cody with a chair, splitting him wide open. Although the chair didn't hit Cody where he got split open, so I'm actually confused by that. But with the impact of the chair, I'm shocked he did not get a concussion. The semi-main event was a six-man tag team match, the Lucha Bros and Laredo Kid taking on the Elite. They had the Elite came out dressed in Street Fighter apparel, Ken, Ryu, and Akuma. There was the coolest spot in my opinion was the Spanish Fly to the outside, and the Elite won the match when Kenny Omega pinned the Laredo Kid with a one-winged angel, which I was actually shocked to see the one-winged angel. Used, but I was pleasantly surprised. And then the unsanctioned match, Janela and Moxley was just complete and utter chaos. I couldn't even follow the action. There were thumbtacks, there was barbed wire. I will say that I didn't think it was any more brutal than a WWE hardcore match until I saw Moxley's picture from that night, actually later or earlier today. I think it that looked absolutely brutal. So, but yeah. Overall, I give Fyter Fest an A+. For the action, well, I give it an A- for the action. I give it an A+ for the video game tie-ins throughout the night. I thought it was very well done. It was a very good show. And, like, I won't be able to watch Fight for the Fallen, unfortunately, because I have other commitments that day and night. So, I will miss that. I will miss Cody and Dustin versus the Lucha or versus the Young Bucks, which is really so far the only match that I'm looking forward to. Although Paige versus Sabian should be very good. That should be a very good match. But you know, I just wanted to come on tonight, basically give my reasons for being gone for so long, and my thoughts on Fyter Fest. So, might be back on Wednesday night. Might be off until Friday night. We'll have to wait and see. If I can line up a guest for Wednesday night, I'll be on Wednesday night. So keep an eye on my social media page at AceDiamond1980. And we'll see what the future holds. Have a good night, everybody.